Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The American worker has the power. The American trucker has the power to bring leftist cities to their knees by just refusing to deliver.
Jack Lombardi is one of many truckers for Trump calling for a strike to protest the former president's civil fine for business fraud, close to $500 million after interest. The group wants to stop deliveries by some of the 100,000 commercial vehicles serving New York City daily, which Donald Trump is endorsing wholeheartedly. But the city that never sleeps isn't done with him yet. His hush money case involving porn star Stormy Daniels begins there in late March, the first of four criminal trials the former president is facing. Meanwhile, news organizations and others are calling for Trump's federal election interference trial to be televised. A petition started late last year by Connecticut activist Jonathan Perlow now has 60,000 signatures. Perlow says transparency could show Trump's role in the January 6th attacks.
If we allow a camera in the courtroom, the voters, Americans, can kind of see firsthand, you know, what evidence is presented and how the witnesses testify.
A year ago, a freight train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, spilling toxic chemicals. President Joe Biden says he signed an executive order to hold Norfolk Southern accountable for the derailment and its long-term impacts. While speaking to residents of East Palestine, he said the disaster should have been prevented.
We were pushing the railroads to take more precautions, to deal with braking, to deal with a whole range of things that were not dealt with. Norfolk Southern failed its responsibility.
Since the Israel-Hamas war began last October, U.S. faith leaders have been calling for an end to the violence. Last week, many joined activists and artists on a pilgrimage from Independence Hall in Philadelphia to the White House, urging President Biden to force Israel to negotiate. Reverend Stephen A. Green is with Faith for Black Lives.
This is a pilgrimage. This is a sacred journey. This is not about Israeli versus Palestinians. This is about our values that make us human.
Last week, several Catholic organizations held related protests on Ash Wednesday. They say they'll hold different actions each week during the 40 days of Lent, culminating on Easter, calling on Biden to live up to his Catholic faith. But Judy Kood with Pax Christi USA describes the demonstrations as interfaith.
Honestly, the basis of the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Islam, Christianity, it is that covenant we have with our Creator, who has promised to love us and care for us, and we are all connected. We're truly one family.
After rejecting a UN Security Council ceasefire resolution, the New York Times reports the U.S. is preparing an alternate version that would take effect as soon as practicable. The Times also reports Israeli attacks have left the two hospitals in southern Gaza barely functional as medical facilities. Israel accuses Hamas of hiding under hospitals and saying it plans to go ahead with attacks in southern Gaza in spite of the dire humanitarian situation for the hundreds of thousands of refugees trapped there by fighting in the north. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.